Have you ever felt as though your life is falling apart and there's no hope for you? These kinds of feelings are not to be taken lightly and should be assessed by an outsider who can offer a different perspective on the situation. People who feel hopeless are of great concern to us at Focus on the Family. And on the following two Family Matters programs, we're going to take a look at a situation in which there's much self-doubt and desperation for one of our listeners. Do stay with us. I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received this anguished, raw, and heart-wrenching question from a listener who asks, "How can a loser like me ever be happy? I hate myself for who and what I am. I hate myself for the laundry that's not done, for the dirty socks and clothes on the floor, for a bunch of clean and unfolded clothes, for dirty dishes all over the house. I feel like the filthiest person in the world. My love life is a mess too. I feel broken. I don't deserve to be happy, and even if I were, I'm afraid someone would show up and remind me about my past and how awful I've been, and everyone would hate me again. Can you help me?" Before saying anything else, we want you to know that your honest expression of personal pain has touched us deeply. Our hearts go out to you at this very dark moment in your life, and we want to be of help to you in any way we can. As you may or may not know, Focus on the Family is a Christian family outreach. We believe with all our hearts that the key to all human struggles, but especially struggles like yours, is genuine faith in God and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The Bible tells us that each and every person ever born has been created in God's image. That's in Genesis 1:27. It also plainly states that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. That's Ephesians 2 verse 10. You are God's masterpiece, and He has something indescribably wonderful in store for you if you'll simply put your life in His hands. As the Apostle Paul writes in his first letter to the church in Corinth, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him." That's 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. In psychological terms, you have fallen prey to something that therapists call cognitive distortion, which takes place when your mind conceives things that aren't really true and then uses these inaccurate concepts to reinforce negative thinking or emotions about yourself. Examples include polarized or black and white thinking. You said, "I'm a loser." Overgeneralization. You said, "I feel like the filthiest person in the world." Jumping to conclusions. You said, "I don't deserve to be happy." And catastrophizing. You said, "Even if I were, I'm afraid someone would show up and remind me of my past and how awful I've been, and everyone would hate me again." Anyone who looks objectively at the statements you're making about yourself can see that they are pretty blatant exaggerations, myths that you've chosen to believe about yourself. If you want to redirect your life, you need to reframe these negative thought patterns. You can begin the process by embracing what God has said about your worth as a person and His never-ending love for you. May we invite you to visit our online store at safamily.co.za, where you'll find hundreds of resources that can be so helpful in the process of renewing your mind and centering it on the love of Christ. We realize, of course, that this concept of reframing your thoughts is often easier said than done. We're also keenly aware that you probably can't do it alone. On our next program, we'll make recommendations as to the treatment we feel is necessary for you going forward. I hope that you'll join us for that. In the meantime, if you'd like to speak to someone who can help, please call Focus on the Family's counseling department, where our trained counselors can speak with you over the phone and can also direct you to professionals practicing in your area. Call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.